I believe that Ken Klein has picked number two, and he will be speaking next.
Hey, thanks, Amy. Again, my name is Ken Klein. I'm a volunteer leader with the main chapter of the Sierra Club. And I've been involved with the Sears Island issue for about 18 years in varying capacities, though I'm not the lead person who's worked on it in the last 5 or 6 years. So, you know, Sierra Club's a volunteer organization, and we depend on volunteers to do most of our work for us. I appreciate that Peter sort of acknowledged some of the early work that the Sierra Club has done. You know, there have been horrendous proposals for development on Sears Island, and, you know, sometimes virtually alone, Sierra Club has stood up and opposed those. We've certainly gotten a lot of flack, have been, you know, physically threatened, have, you know, had been lambasted in editorials all over the state. But fundamentally, and this continues to this day, Sierra Club has never supported a port on Sears Island or any kind of industrial development. The thing that's sort of frustrating as this debate goes on is that the people who have been continuing to work on this literally have spent thousands and thousands of hours of their life. I mean, they're the same people in the 1980s and 1990s that were standing up to the governor and to the transportation lobby. And, you know, to call them sellouts now because they're looking for some way to permanently protect this island seems really inappropriate. I think that, you know, the latest threat to the island was a proposal for a liquefied natural gas terminal. You know, this was after some of our big legal victories and, you know, the victories we had in the 1990s to stop the King administration. And, again, a development proposal came up. And, you know, this the constant threat that the island was left, you know, under with sort of being left in limbo, you know, threatened to undermine all of the hard work that we and other groups had done to protect the island. So the opportunity to protect in perpetuity, you know, 4 miles of shoreline in coast, you know, mid-coast Maine, to protect 600 acres of land is a pretty phenomenal opportunity. In doing that, you know, we didn't make the devil's bargain that Peter's suggesting and say, okay, you know, you can have a port. You know, what we've done is we agreed in a consensus agreement along with other environmental organizations, with somebody who was active in Earth First for years fighting the port, with, you know, local land trusts, local environmentalist community members, that, you know, the state of Maine does own the island, and there are certainly people who think that it should be some sort of transportation center, that we would leave those 341 acres as a possibility, you know, down the road, if there's really a need, if Mack Point is fully built out, fully utilized, and there's no other alternative, then, you know, then that question of whether there should be a port on Sears Island can come up. That doesn't mean that we're going to stand by and let them fill in wetlands or ignore, you know, National Environmental Policy Act again, or to, you know, violate federal laws. I mean, Sierra Club will be in that battle, as will others, I hope. I guess there are a couple things that make this particularly perplexing for me, in that, you know, Sierra Club doesn't want to port on this island, and it's interesting to read in the Bangor Daily News, you know, sort of this view that Sierra Club is somehow proposing development. You know, the real focus here should be on the Transportation Committee and the legislature, because they're the ones who are going to help decide the fate of Sears Island. I mean, having this forum today with me and two, you know, people from the community just seems who's chair of the Transportation Committee, who says that there has to be a port on the island, or Maria Fuentes, or John Melrose, or David Galinas, the guy who is the who's been a proponent, you know, in the area. They would be the people that I would hope this group would want to convince that something should be done on the island. And so, you know, there needs to be a public campaign, and I'm, you know, welcome interest in Sierra Club members and other community members to really, you know, get our public officials to pay attention to the interests and needs of the you know, people of Maine. But, you know, whenever you do a conservation campaign or any kind of campaign, you focus on the person who can give you what you want. And I wish Sierra Club owned Sears Island, but we don't. And we can't give Peter and others what they want. But there are people who can, and you know, I encourage them to focus their fire in that direction. I guess the last thing I would say is that Sierra Club is really committed to environmental education, that the hope for what we've done in the past, what we hope Maine will be in the future, depends on environmental education. And to sort of somehow caricature the idea for an environmental education facility on Sears Island as an ecological theme park and conservation empire building is just, it makes it hard for me to take the discussion seriously. It may be that Peter and others who live there have grown up in wild places and are familiar with them and they don't need environmental education. But, you know, from my perspective, from my organization's perspective, there's a whole generation and multiple generations of kids out there that haven't had that experience, that they need that experience. And to the extent that you could have some small facility on Sears Island that would help people, tourists, school kids, community members, understand the significance ecologically of Penobscot Bay and of Sears Island, it just seems like an opportunity that's really too good to be missed. And I know that some people would love to see everything about the island be pristine. I think that having the island, you know, presented and protected in a way that helps people value it and keep other places protected is really important.
Okay, and I guess the oven timer does work.